Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around. And today we are continuing, going back into the 2000s, as it were. And this is a song that I've always kind of had a weird, I've always liked. It's one that's kind of, you don't hear a lot about, considering that this band's kind of a, you know, not, I don't want to say they're not underrated, but it's definitely a band that, you know, had some hits, but not really much, you know, didn't really kind of break out as you probably thought they would. And it wasn't, it's a song I thought about. It was just one of those ones that just missed the cut of the greatest song of the 2000s tournament. But the song I'm going to be doing today is Fine Again by Seether. Now, this was first originally released on their album Fragile, which was 2000 album Fragile, when they were still going by the name Sarin Gas, which is kind of interesting. They then included it on their 2002 EP Five Songs, and then it is also on their debut album Disclaimer from August of 2002. They were definitely they kind of came around right in that early 2000s when you had all these like new metal like alt bands kind of coming around, like Drowning Pool and Shinedown and Trapped and all these other ones that kind of, you know, were trying to kind of make their name for themselves. And and this was another one. These guys were another band that are kind of in that same position. So if you're following along with me, of course, via the YouTube link, it's a decent length video. It's a little over 4 minutes. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1 and play. So the thing we'll see here throughout the video is that while the band's performing in this little room, we'll see various people holding up these random signs with these different sayings on it. Like the first one just said, "I assumed it was normal. It was some guy with sunglasses." Now we got a girl here saying, "I'm guilty." Of course, the whole point behind the song is as we have the girl here, "I disgust myself." The lead singer, Sean Morgan, has said that he wrote the song after his parents got divorced. So this was kind of his way to kind of move on from that. As we had a Pick Lover Fear sign, and then we have People Forget History from this Amish guy with the now we get the band now really starting to play. We have I Miss Her from a group from another girl, You Got Me Pregnant from His Girl on the Beach. There's one I think about to come up here in a second right here. This girl, "I am a product of sex and violence," and I've always believed, if you look at her really closely, she reminds me so much of WWE Hall of Famer Lita. I've tried looking up several times if that is her or not, but I've never been able to find any confirmation or anything that is indeed her. So the video was made in 2002, so at that point she probably would have been on the shelf with her neck injury. It's always thought that was interesting. This guy's like, "I slept with 432 women." Young girl says, "I don't think I watch TV." And again, we had a couple of there was a couple earlier that had like, once the girl said, "I hate him," the guy said, "I love her." Again, kind of, now another guy, "I love you." So again, it's just kind of all these people that are going through something in their, or whatever in their life, and they're just trying to get through. And that's again what Sean was trying to project through the when he wrote the song. Like I said, he had written it for when his parents divorced, and in later live performances he would usually dedicate the song to Dave Williams from Drowning Pool and Dimebag Darrell from Pantera, who both passed away really young. So you know, kind of one of the, you know, again, kind of, you know, the, you know, there is some, you know, camaraderie here between, between these bands, you know, some, you know, that they acknowledge each other and, you know, do these things when, somebody, you know, something happens. So, some other signs here. I'm too beautiful for you. There was, and by the way, as this is going on in this room here where the band is playing, excuse me, where they're playing, we see kind of like, you know, scrolling pictures of those people and those signs. I'm just kind of, you know, in the background. I mean, some kids like, I choke on pop culture. I mean, this was 2002, so we know, you know, pop culture was, you know, kind of not at its best. Mostly, I hate to sleep alone. This old, this kind of older guy. That's where we're kind of getting to the end of the song here. I will never be your friend. not too nice there. And as we can, as now we get to the now we get to the end of the song here, and we're gonna close here with Sean himself having one sign, where he says, "Eventually, everything eventually will end." So, again, interesting note to go on. But there you go. There is "Fine Again" by Seether. Again, a song I've always liked from a band that I've always kind of, I liked them, but they never were one of my, you know, all never would say they were a favorite of mine. But definitely one that I've, you know, I was kind of thinking about it for a while, and I was just kind of, you know, was one of those songs I just like, you just remember, and so I figured I had to do it. So, but that will go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you again for joining me. Make sure to follow us here, not just on this feed, but on all the other feeds. We got a lot of great stuff going on. Of course, with WrestleMania on the way, some big stuff coming down the pike across the feeds for that. So please, particularly on the wrestling feed. So be sure to keep track of that. So with that, I will say I'm Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.